Sorry, my dear brothers, I stopped recording because of the adhan. In general, Akhwani Fillah, the brother is asking about where should he stop eating the sahur, where he should stop eating the sahur. The answer is, your situation should be one of the cases of the cases that we're going to mention. Okay, every one of us during opening the sahur or opening the fasting or stopping eating because of the fasting. Either this or that, regarding the adhan, will be one of these cases. Number one, either you are in a place that have an adhan, or you are in a place that you never heard the adhan, or difficult for you to hear adhan. It doesn't matter, in a Muslim land or in a kuffar land. Both cases apply for both situations. So, either you are in a place that you can't hear the adhan, or you are in a place that you cannot hear adhan. Two different cases. So case A and case number B. Regarding case A, if you can hear the adhan, the situation should be one of three situations. Okay? Either one or two or three. So the first scenario from case A means A1. If you can hear the adhan, but the adhan that you hear it, you are sure 100% it's on the time. And you know the muadhin, he is from Ahlul Tahari, and he know what he's doing, and he's going to do the adhan in the correct time. In this situation, you are not allowed to eat at all, my dear brother, after you hear the adhan. If you hear the adhan, you stop eating immediately, and if anything in your mouth, you throw. Simple as that. Case number two, situation number two from case A, means A2. In A2, ya akhwani fillah, if you are in a situation that you hear the adhan, but you are not sure the adhan is in the time or is not in the time. You are not sure, you are confused, you have doubts. You understand? And these doubts come not because of iswas or whispering or ignorance. These iswas come because sometimes you feed the adhan, he doing adhan late. Sometimes you feed the adhan, he do the adhan early. Other people, they say to you, we already saw this. And other people, they say to you, we always say that. And these people, they say to you, isn't the time. People say, not in the time. Because kind of knowledge, so you become confused. In this situation, we say, Ya akhi, barakallahu fiqh. Either you have a knowledge about how you should calculate the time, or either you follow the muadhin. This is the correct opinion. Or you follow the muadhin. Why is that? Because al-muadhin مؤتمن كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أبي أمامة الإمام ضامن والمؤذن مؤتمن. Even if it's wrong, he will take the consequence and he's gonna take the responsibility. Or you have enough knowledge to prevent this kind of confusion and to get the correct time for your adhan. Either by you go and search for the timing, or either by someone have knowledge, inform you, actually we calculate the time and the correct time, you will start from this, we will finish in this time. So you follow the khabar al-thiqah, either this or that. If you don't have anything, just follow the muadhin akhi in your place. And if it's right, alhamdulillah. If it's wrong, he will be charged, because for him to do the adhan means he's taking this kind of responsibility. He must know that it's something big, akhi. That's why the Prophet said, wal muadhin mu'taman. The scenario number three, the situation number three from case A means A3. If you can hear the adhan and you are sure 100% the adhan is not in the time, we are sure the time is not in the adhan is not in the time, and the man who is doing the adhan is ignorance, or those people they follow a weird madhab or a wrong madhab, and the time not start yet. Or already started. You follow what you know. In this situation, you follow what you know. Bil ijma, with the consensus. You follow what you know. Mafhum ya akhi. If, for example, if the adhan didn't, you know that the adhan didn't, the time didn't start, and the muadhin started the adhan already, continue eating and drinking and enjoy your life, my dear brother, till the correct time come. Or the opposite. Simple as that. So all these three different scenarios connected with the case number A. Case number B, if you are in a place that you cannot hear the adhan, impossible to hear the adhan, doesn't matter in which land you are, in this situation we say, do according to your ability. Either you ask someone, either you search online, either you search in your apps, either you go out and you learn. And this is the best way if you are able to learn how you calculate the time to do. And this applies for every single type of prayer, sorry, for every prayer. Not just for the Maghrib or for the Fajr, for the Sahur in Ramadan. For every single prayer, because you are Muslim and this is obligate on you. Like how is condition for you to have a correct niyyah before your prayer, condition for you to make a correct purification, condition for you to wear a proper cloth and to cover your awrah, and condition for you to face the Qibla before you pray. Same thing, condition for you to be sure 100% the time entered. So it's obligate on you. And this according to your ability. So what is ever in your ability, do it with the best way that you could. Simple as that. My dear brothers and sisters, I think this tafsir is more than enough, even though it's a brief, but is enough, inshallah, barakallahu fikum.